At the end of our Toronto dinner, I shared a picture of Santa lying down on a therapist's couch, with the therapist saying to him, "I think instead of worrying about why people don't believe in you, we should worry about why you don't believe in yourself." There's a round of laughter. In February 2016, amidst the turmoil of global markets, my mentor, Steve Drobny, found himself in a dilemma. Eager to host a bull versus bear debate at his prestigious macro event, he struggled to find someone willing to challenge the profoundly bearish John Burbank, then founder and CIO of Passport Capital. "Do you want to do it?" he asked me. "Yes," I eagerly responded, optimistic about the world and eager to challenge the bearish thesis. At the time, I was in my third year in the business, barely scraping by financially, and feeling like an imposter among the esteemed hedge fund luminaries at the gathering. Despite my insecurities, I diligently prepared for the debate. To my satisfaction, the event went exceptionally well. I found myself more persuasive than expected, and many guests approached me afterward to commend my courage and appreciate the alternative perspective I offered. It was a pivotal moment that ignited my self-belief. For years, I had perceived my unconventional background as a shortcoming, but standing on that stage, I realized it was a unique strength. It allowed me to perceive the world through a different lens, distinct from the majority of Western trained analysts. Over time, my bullish outlook was vindicated, bolstering my confidence. I posed a question to the guests. When did you start believing in yourself? "Only in the last couple of years," one attendee shares, a portfolio manager at a multifamily office. "It took establishing a robust process and delivering consistent performance. They transitioned from solely allocating to external managers to actively managing capital themselves." He admits it is still tough in moments, but he is focused on strengthening his skills and abilities. Another participant recounted winning a stock picking competition. At Citadel, each portfolio manager keeps a paper book. In 2018, he had the top stock picks in 3 out of the 4 quarters and won the contest. "That was when I realized I can do this." Reflecting on his career shift from the Bank of Canada to the buy side during a bond market downturn in 1994, another guest recalls feeling overwhelmed but persevering through the challenge, emerging as a seasoned portfolio manager. "I was given the reins to manage a $1 billion bond portfolio in mid-1994. It can't get any worse, I thought, and started buying duration," he recounts. "Yields kept rising, and he got berated by his boss day in and day out. She was hard," he says, remembering the anguish. "But I realized that if I can survive working with Carmen and the worst bond sell-off in more than 60 years, I can survive anything." Yet another attendee, contemplating the long-term prospects of winning, emphasized the importance of teamwork and collaboration. He reflects on how many people he has worked with since 1987, how it was always a group of 5 people that worked closely and delivered exceptional results. He shares his epiphany. "I realize that I don't need to know everything. And more importantly, that I don't have to do it alone." Now, by placing his belief in the team and collective effort, his mindset has shifted from "how do I win?" to "I can't see how I don't win." The final guest recounts how it took him a year to secure a job in Toronto after immigrating from Iraq. Upon starting at the pension fund in 2002, his boss immediately tasked him with suggesting a currency trade. Fueled by nerves, he hastily researched and proposed buying the euro against the US dollar. To his astonishment, his boss approved a $100 million position. "I panicked," the participant confesses. "The sum felt daunting, and I feared losing my job." He walked over the trading desk and asked them to put on the trade. They sent him away, requesting the instructions to be sent in an email. "I've never spell-checked an email that carefully. Ever." Fortunately, the trade proved successful, with the euro climbing nearly 50% over 3 years. "I got lucky," the participant admits, "but I was touched by how much my boss trusted and believed in me. That instilled confidence in myself." 16 years later, following a remarkable track record that dispelled any notions of mere luck, the attendee was appointed as the CIO of the pension fund. In each narrative, there's a common thread of self-discovery, resilience, and the realization that belief in oneself is cultivated through experience, challenges, and the support of others. Thank you for listening and for being an important part of the Stray Reflections community.